WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour will be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, let's get on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Sales, Lissy, and Emmy the Great. Today's reissue song is from Erasure after their breakout The Innocence album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Paperwhite. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with something new from Pom Poms. I first featured this band in October of 2015 with their wonderful single Betty. So, Pom Poms are a throwback 50s version of a garage band, I guess I would call them. They are a duo comprised of Marlene Gold and Billy Moeller. Marlene handles the vocals and shares songwriting duties with Moeller. Billy plays bass and also is the producer. He's worked with some big names like Liz Phair, Macy Gray, and Kelly Clarkson, which is quite a diverse collection. This is their second single. It was released at the beginning of February. It's called 1-2-3. New music from Pom Poms here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just what you mean to be. I keep it cool until you know that I'm all.
New music from Schemers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we are just smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Schemers is spelled S-K-E-E-M-E-R-S. They are a female-fronted mixed-gendered surf rock quintet from Budapest, Hungary. That's a first. They've released two singles so far, and both are quite intriguing. I ended up picking the tune Fair Lady, which is all one word. Changing musical direction with a new tune from Sales. And that is all capitals and spelled like the marketing term and not the nautical version. I first featured this alt-pop duo back in April 2014 with the song Chinese New Year, which has been absolutely golden for them. Since I first played the song, it has received over 500,000 plays on SoundCloud. With that momentum, they were able to release their self-titled EP about a year later. They are now finishing up the final touches on their sophomore effort, which will be out later this year. Sales is made up of Lauren Morgan and Jordan Shee, and they make their home in Orlando, Florida. This pre-release single is called Jams, J-A-M-Z, and I am looking forward to the rest of the album. New music from Sales here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. strong.
WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. New music there from Nico Yarman. My name is TK, and again, it's music you might otherwise miss. Nico Yarman, he's an electronica-based singer-songwriter currently located in Los Angeles, California. Nico grew up with a hippie parents and with a love of music, which first manifested itself with a drum kit and a MIDI sampler. He found himself a gig as a drummer with Hani El-Khatib, and went on tour with them and fed his musical appetite for a while. He began feeling restless and he really wasn't creating anything, and he was playing music, but I guess that wasn't enough for him. He put out a couple tracks and it got the attention of Partisan Records, which got him a record deal. His debut album, What a Tease, comes out June 6th of this year, and the song you just sampled is Just Tell Me, and it is the album's pre-release single.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations, nutrition, and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
We are World Vision.
How about that? And we that shouldn't have happened. I got to change that. Anyway, next up is J-Sum, and it's J-A-Y-S-O-M, or should I say Melina Duterte. My apologies for the ambiguity, but I really was never able to discern exactly what the name of this artist will be or what they will use. So I'll try to explain. There's a band called J-Sum, and it's fronted by Melina Duterte. And so I found out about Melina because I follow Top Shelf Records on SoundClouds. I really like what I heard, and obviously, that's why I'm playing it here. It prompted me to delve deeper. I went to Melina's SoundCloud page, which is where I found J-Sum. All Melina's links were to J-Sum, so I'm digging a little further and found that Melina fronts J-Sum. They recorded a new album under that moniker. The album is for sale on J-Sum's Bandcamp page. But then I read on Top Shelf Records that they just signed Melina and that she has a new album, which is untitled, coming out, I guess after the rebranding. And of course, therein lies the source of my befuddlement. So I'm going with Melina Duterte as the artist, but if you want to buy the album now, it's called J-Sum. And I have to say, again, I really liked what I heard. Of the 9 tracks I sampled, I'd say there are 3 potential singles on this disc. Oh, before I get, the album's name under J-Sum is Turn Into. Whew, that was tough. The song I have for you now is called Ghost. So new music from Melina Duterte here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Paperwhite right after the latest here from Emmy the Great.
When I carried you through a hall of wishes, never tried to see through your Halloween mask. You are part of me. You are part of me. Kids in monochrome stop us, 'cause they want to know which way the rooftop is. Tell them everything. You are part of me. You are part of me. You are part of me. You are part of me now. You are part of me. You are part of me. You are piece of me. Your heart is a part of me. When we close our eyes, darkness is the reward. So just keep them open. I won't let you go.
New music from Emmy the Great here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK on a Tuesday morning, rather balmy Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Emmy the Great is back with her fourth studio album, Second Love, officially drops March 11th. It's already getting some great reviews. Just an FYI, Emmy's debut album is entitled First Love. So she's giving a little tip of the hat to her first effort as well. So on Emmy the Great's latest collection, they have released four singles so far. However, I was able to get my hands on a deeper cut called Part of Me, and that's what you just heard. Well, it's time for The Lineage, the part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's pick is Paperwhite. Paperwhite is Katie and Ben Marshall, siblings originally from Newtown, Pennsylvania, but now make their base of operations in Brooklyn. They create synthesizer, bass, alt, pop. They started releasing singles in 2014, several of them, culminating in a debut EP in November of that same year. 2015 brought another single from the duo, but they found themselves getting opportunities to play with other bands, and so they had other singles released under other names. I guess that's the benefit of residing in Brooklyn as opposed to Newtown, Pennsylvania. Anyway, 2016 has Ben and Katie releasing a new single. It's called Unstoppable, appropriately named, I think. So this is Paperwhite. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Kiss you.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5. WMFO, TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Paperwhite with Take Me Back, which was released in 2014 as a standalone single and also included on their debut EP, Magic. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're checking out the playlist, you can also check out some free downloads that I've made available with links to those and artists and some videos. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Erasure, and the album that has been reissued is The Innocence, which is a favorite of mine. So Erasure is Vince Clarke and Andy Bell. I've been following Vince Clarke since his days with Depeche Mode. His pop sensibility conflicted with Martin Gore's prog tech, and Clarke ended up leaving the band to form Yaz with Alison Moyet. That lasted a few years. They produced a couple of wonderful albums. However, Alison wanted to pursue a solo career. That's when Clarke found Bell, and the relationship worked and grew. On this album, I had plenty of choices, including Chains of Love, Heart of Stone, and this one, A Little Respect. So this is Erasure with our reissue Song of the Week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5. WMFO, TK Spinning the Leaves for you here. And music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new song from You Say Party, which used to be known as You Say Party, We Say Die. It seems the band has trimmed down the name of the band and also the personnel. They dropped from 5 members to 4. And it's been almost 5 years since their last release. They also have a new record label, which is probably a good thing. But they are still working out the kinks. The new album is self-titled, You Say Party. It was due out on February 12th, but it's not out yet on iTunes. They had an album release, Party on the 12th of February, in Toronto. And the only tour date also listed is the 20th in Vancouver. And I think it's going to be an uphill battle. Anywho, the new track I just spun there is called Ignorance. Next, well, I was like, well, that says a lot, Ignorance. Anyway, next on the playlist is Donkeys. These boys are based in San Diego, and their music is fully grounded in a twangy indie pop slash rock sound. On their latest effort, an EP, the boys stay true to that sound. The new 5-song collection is titled Midnight Palms and came out just last Friday. The song I have picked to play for you this morning is called Hurt Somebody. New music from the Donkeys here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
carpet plath, I'm like a four. My head's not in the oven, but I can't get off the floor. It's not that bad, I won't take it too far. I see a good shrink and hey, dream boys, no bell jar.
Radio Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was newer stuff from The Prettiots, which I think is a hilarious name. The Prettiots are an all-girl, three-piece indie pop band. They're based in New York City. I have much more information on this feminine trio. However, I can tell you that they have a sense of humor. I found them originally in September of 2014 with the release of a single called Boys, parenthetically, that I dated in high school. It was a huge hit for them, which led to a record deal and then the official release of the single, which came out like a year later. The ladies are taking full advantage of their momentum, and including that breakout single on the new EP. The new EP is Fun's Cool. It officially dropped on February 5th, and that tune, which I just played, is called Suicide Hotline. All right, keeping the tunes going here with something from Old Boy. It's all one word. You'd be surprised there are two bands that go by that name. You know, go figure. So Old Boy, they contacted me directly, which I still think is like really cool. They sent me this song. It's called Where Am I Going? I was impressed and I thought I'd share it with you. It has been released as a standalone single. Check it out. New music from Old Boy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Do I wanna be treated like I'm a bad guy? Turning quarter to five is not easy. I'm not religious, I'm just a fool. It's hard to be seen, a man without no dreams, but I will go to school and learn the economy.
Where exactly am I going now? When will I know? No, he doesn't. Where exactly am I going now? When will I know? No, she doesn't. Where exactly am I going now? No, we don't know. He doesn't know. She doesn't know. No, we don't know. While I need to sit down, think about what I learned through the hour. Revising tricks for the study, I'm sick. Make believe what I chose to be. Now that life is just a story, I fill up my cup without feeling glory. It's hard to be sober, struck by a stoner, when I was in school to learn the economy. Where exactly am I going now? When will I know? No, he doesn't. Where exactly am I going now? When will I know? No, she doesn't. She doesn't know. No, we don't know.
She doesn't know.
New music from Lissy here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and Lissy is back with her third full-length studio album, My Wild West. She also has a new record label. Thrilled to see that she's back with new material. She'll also be out on tour with a stop here in Boston on April 11th at the Royale. The song I just had for airplay there was Don't You Give Up On Me. No, I won't. Let me slip in one more from Flowers. Flowers is a mixed-gendered, sparse indie pop trio based in London. They're on Fortuna Pop Records, which is how I found them, because I follow Fortuna Pop on SoundCloud. Anyway, the threesome started back in 2012, quickly released an EP, which got the attention of Fortuna Pop. They signed Flowers and in 2014 released their full-length debut album, Do What You Want To. It's What Everyone Should Do. Well, Flowers is back this year with a new album, Everybody's Dying to Meet You. Just came out on the 12th of February. It includes the single Ego Loss, which I premiered here back in November of 2015. And this one is called Bitter Pill. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.